Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle, an Odyssey station.
Oh, yeah.
That's right, Radio.com, it's gone. Goodbye.
Forget it! Wipe it from your memory.
Don't let the door hit you and the good Lord splint you.
Yeah.
The great Papa Roach once said.
You know why? Because Odyssey is here. Papa Roach knew about Odyssey.
Yep.
That's why they come up with those great lyrics. Yeah. And, you know, Odyssey is where you can listen to The Rock. And if you download the app, you're going to get all the music, news, sports, and podcasts that move you. That's right. We're talking Odyssey. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Odyssey.
Let's play B-Mix.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name. B-Mix. Don't be a loser.
Whoa.
B-Mix. You're a loser.
It is time to be.
Thursday, so let's get cracking!
Release the Kraken!
Yeah, release the Kraken! And I know yesterday we talked about having the various mascots,
yes.
the potential on that, so I'm still hoping that we get that weird green tentacle
Sigmund
thing.
The sea monster.
That's right, yes, exactly. That thing is so cool. I just love it.
You should watch the shows.
Oh, dude. It is trippy. I remember them. I barely liked them as a kid with Johnny Whitaker just, you know, on the beach being basically this squid monster thing coming at him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they were so high back then.
It'll get me excited for hockey. Let's get to our contestant. We got Jacob in Tacoma. Jacob, are you there?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, there he is. All right, Steve, get out of here.
Goodbye.
For those playing at home, Jacob will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Jacob, you can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Which musician is known for his songs such as Turn the Page, Night Moves, and Old Time Rock and Roll?
Oh, my gosh. Pass.
What is the common name for dried plums?
Dried plum?
Dried plums.
Oh, dried plums. Oh my gosh. Oh my god, I know this.
Someone should pass.
Pass?
Prunes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who played the title character in the 50s sitcom I Love Lucy?
Lucy.
Well, he's not wrong.
Pass.
Frosted Flakes is a cereal made by which company?
Kellogg.
Yes. In the movie, how many rules were there to Fight Club?
Three.
No.
Two.
No.
One.
No. The boy band BTS hail from which country?
Was the Lucy one Lucille Ball?
Yes. And you know what? I'll give that to you so you don't drop the deuce.
What
you
a
get
guy.
Three correct.
Woo! It's a party.
Yeah. Avoid the embarrassment of dropping the old deusky there on that one.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
This is a tough one for Jacob.
Yeah. I wonder if it'll be tough for Steve.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know about maybe so.
I don't know. Maybe.
I think Steve will be fine on this one.
All right. Good. I love the faith.
Well, Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah. Release the Kraken.
Which musician is known for his songs such as Turn the Page, Night Moves, and Old Time Rock and Roll?
Bob Seger?
Yes. Nice. What is the common name for dried plums?
Prunes.
Yes. Who played the title character in the 50s sitcom I Love Lucy?
Lucille Ball.
Yes. Frosted Flakes is a cereal made by which company?
They're great.
General Mills?
No.
Frosted Flakes Mill?
No.
Hershey's?
No, Hershey's.
I don't know.
In the movie, how many rules were there to Fight Club?
One, but I can't talk about it.
No.
Oh. There are no rules.
No.
Oh, boy.
Crap.
Three?
No. The boy band BTS hail from which country?
It's really not fair that you're asking us to talk about Fight Club, to be honest with you. Japan?
No.
China?
No.
America?
No. Who played Danny Ocean in the remake of Ocean's 11?
Crap. George Clooney?
Yes. Tony Blair was prime minister of which country?
Britain?
Yes. Cincinnati is located on the shores of what river?
Ohio River.
Yes, and Steve, you win 6-3.
Yes.
Oh, sorry,
middle
Jacob.
Part there. Ooh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
I know, dude. It was. It wasn't as easy as I thought it would be for Steve, but it was tougher on Jacob.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
Thank you. You are the best around today, right now,
at this moment.
Going back to Lucille Ball.
Yeah.
A lot of folks don't realize, I mean, because, you know, they didn't get to watch I Love Lucy or grow up during all the other shows that she had, that she was an amazing, amazing talent, mm-hmm. but also responsible for a gigantic legacy in the world of science fiction.
Huh?
Yeah. Lucille Ball was responsible for Star Trek. It wouldn't have been there if not for her.
What do you mean?
How so?
Well, the only place that would actually do it was Desilu Studios, which was Desi Arnaz and Lucille Ball.
Huh.
And Desilu, if you watch the first season of Star Trek, you'll see that Desilu Studios was like a production of Desilu Studios. Everyone thought it was a horrible idea, and Lucy was like, "This looks like a really cool show. We should do this." And of course, the idea, Gene Roddenberry's idea of like people all working together of all nations and all ethnicities and everything. And she just apparently really loved the idea and said, this should be done. And so Desilu Studios said, okay, we'll do this with you. We'll make this happen. Star Trek doesn't happen without Lucille Ball.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I had no idea about that. That's actually a cool story.
Yeah, I read that and I was like, oh, I didn't realize that she was such a big fan of the idea. And it got two pilots. Usually if you do one pilot and the networks don't like it, you're done. They're not going to let you do another pilot. They're like, get out of here. Mm-hmm. But they gave it a second pilot because they really liked the idea. They just thought, maybe if you can tweak it a little bit, let's see what your second thing will be like. And they're like, what, you want us to do another one? Okay, that's weird, but we'll do it.
And then look at that, into the history books.
How about this texter said, my four-year-old, I have her watching, I got my four-year-old watching I Love Lucy. It's classic.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, the comedy that Lucy did was really amazing. I mean, she was so talented in so many different ways. You know, another backstory is like if you watch the Lucy show, you think that Ethel is much older than Lucy, but they're the same age. But and Ethel was the actor, Vivian Vance, was not happy that she had to play against Fred, the guy that played Fred, because he was much older than her.
He was so old.
Yeah, and she's like, no one would ever believe I would marry this guy. He's like old and she was like, he's old? He's fat? I mean, I'm young and I'm in. And Vivian Vance was a very attractive actress. It's just that they decided they were going to do that in order to have the offset to Ricky and Lucy. But yeah, Vivian and Lucy, I guess, were close to the same age.
Wow, oh, look at all that info. That's amazing.
Yeah, yeah, there's a lot of there's a lot of backstory on that that I don't know where I came across it, but I was getting nostalgic, and it's amazing what they did back then, because there was a lot of drama in that whole relationship with Lucy and Desi. Lots of it.
Wow. I'm looking at that one. The
well, if there's
the
an I Love Lucy trivia night, everyone's ready to rock,
right? Yeah, really. Well, you know, I love the idea that she was involved in Star Trek. That's the only reason I went down the rabbit hole. As soon as I did that, I thought, that's cool. Wait. And so I kept going, and then I read all this other stuff.
Jacob did know that Kellogg's makes Frosted Flakes.
Kellogg's. Yeah, it was like one of those words. I was like, I know it, but I couldn't think of it.
BTS, hail from South Korea.
Dude, I was got that, but I was like, after the first two guesses, I'm like, man, there's no way. This is a trick question.
Nope.
Would you have taken Korea as an answer? Because I would have been screwed if you said no.
I would have said no, because they are two different countries. Absolutely, at that point. And they were made after the separation.
What kind of BTS fan are you?
Yeah, really?
I just keep forgetting that Korea is two different countries. He's right. I got to remember that.
I bet you can't even name one of their songs.
Oh, yeah. It's the one where they go, yeah.
They might do that. I don't know.
Yeah. I can't name one of their songs.
No. I mean, then, I'm proud that I don't know a boy band song, to be honest with you. That's
And then finally, there were 8 rules to Fight Club. We know about the first two, but it goes down the lists of a bunch of different ones that I can't remember right now. So congratulations, Steve. You won.
All right. Well, thanks for that. I had more information about Lucy than you did about one of your own questions.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Okay. Oh, good job. We got a 4-year-old boy that made news for spending nearly $3,000 on popsicles. I'll tell you what happened at 7:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. There's a 4-year-old boy named Noah from Brooklyn who went a little overboard by buying nearly $3,000 worth of non-refundable SpongeBob SquarePants popsicles on Amazon.
Oh, no. SpongeBob SquarePants.
He bought 51 cases of these. That's over almost 1,000 popsicles.
Yeah. Dang.
Yeah, Amazon's not going to refund the money either. They're like, sorry.
Oh, man. Yeah, how do you return? And that's got, honestly, I don't even know what that would cost to have to return it, because they're all frozen.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, that would be a pain in the ass. I'd have to get, like, the dry ice and all that. Yeah, I would just eat them too. You know, just swallow my losses.
Dude, $3,000 is a lot of money. And his mom is like, where are we going to get this money? This is, oh, man. And
he needs to sell the popsicles. He should have a SpongeBob popsicle stand.
So somebody did set up a GoFundMe for this. And they were able to get over $5,000 in donations. So she actually made $2,000 on this deal.
Yeah, I guess you're going to donate the rest of the money. I saw that towards like to help out with all of, like the kids' school needs and things along those lines.
How is it that, this is the thing, kids are so savvy. He's 4 years old, and he was able to order stuff off of Amazon. That's amazing to me. My brain can't figure that out. I know younger kids are getting more and more, you know, tech savvy.
Oh, but yeah.
That is just amazing to me that he could figure it out and get it done. I mean, I know Amazon's got one click and things are easy, but the idea that he had access to a device where he could do that as well is just, wow.
And they figure out so quick. I mean, I'm just watching even like Tatum. Granted, she's not ordering anything on Amazon yet.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'd imagine it's going to happen at some point soon. But like, she'll just hit things, and I'm just like, it's incredible. Like, she knows where certain things are already on the phone.
Isn't that something?
Like, she knows how to scroll through the pictures and all that kind of stuff.
So the young human brain can figure almost anything out at this point. You know, especially if it's in front of them. Just goes to show you when you're that young, you can learn so much.
Well, as she gets older, it's just going to get even crazier. Like, it's to the point now where Lily's 7 and she teaches me about my phone. I'm like, how did you know how to do that? And she's like, oh, Dad, it's right here.
Yeah.
And
are you so stupid?
I'm like, yeah, I have no explanation for any of this, Lily.
So she's got all these popsicles.
Yeah.
I mean, I would, and good news is that now it's all paid for, so there's no harm, no foul. A little bit of a life lesson. Keep the phone away from your kid. Yeah. But I would throw, like, the best ever SpongeBob SquarePants party.
Yeah.
Come on over, eat all the popsicles, kids. You can't eat them all.
There's a little over 900, you know, 900 of them over there. I mean, it's just nuts.
The amount of sick children you'll have because they will go for it.
Yeah. This is your birthday party theme for the next 3 years.
But yeah, what's the shelf life on these frozen treats?
And don't forget freezer burn. Like if you leave something in the freezer too long, it eventually. So this, there's no way to really get this. I mean, 900 popsicles. Is there, I mean, she's screwed on every level. This is, she's at least she's got the money from the GoFundMe.
Like, Noah, do you have 450 friends, and can they crush two of them apiece?
Oh, yeah. Well, definitely two of them apiece. But, yeah, the 450 is going to be tough. Well, you know, especially if they invite us, Steve, I think we'll go cover it.
I'm good for three.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I'll go for three at least.
All right. Well, then we know what we've got. We've got it covered. Sort of.
I'm looking at the picture of the kid. He's the cutest kid. He looks so freaking happy, too.
Oh,
he's
rocking
a Mickey Mouse shirt and just cheesing with that SpongeBob SquarePants popsicle.
He got what he wanted.
He got 900 of them.
I got a whole lot of them.
This I know. And in a little kid brain, you'd be like, this is the greatest thing ever. 900. I'll have it forever. Oh, yeah. I mean, this, what a great accomplishment. He's not the worst, though. The worst happened with a six-year-old who amassed over $16,000 in credit card charges for the video game Sonic Forces. Whoa!
Wow.
Again, I mean, it's amazing that you have access to be able to do this at six. Wow, this is, you know what? The kids are, you know, it's Skynet. It's Skynet, Steve. You're right. It's taken over. They're going through the kids.
The kids are smarter than the parents. Parents, change your passwords.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
make,
oh, man.
Make it so you can't let your kid get on the phone.
Oh, man.
Now, it's the lukewarm topic of the day.
So one of the most adorable four-year-olds you're ever going to see accidentally buys $3,000 worth of SpongeBob popsicles on Amazon. So based on this, we want to know, what was the most outrageous thing that you did as a kid? Or when did your kid do something completely ridiculous? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. What was the most outrageous thing you did as a kid? Or when did your kid do something completely ridiculous? Your calls, your texts after Linkin Park on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. A four-year-old boy accidentally buys nearly $3,000 worth of SpongeBob popsicles on Amazon. Based on this, what was the most outrageous thing that you did as a kid? Or when did your kid do something completely ridiculous? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
This text, I don't imagine you were able to return this one. It said, my five-year-old son ordered three different iRobot Roombas for $1,200 off of Alexa.
Oh, no.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, Alexa's no joke because you could just talk to Alexa and buy stuff.
Yeah, and that's where I think if you're Amazon, you have got to have some leeway on this because of the fact that Alexa will just go, hey, would you like to buy this? Like, I'll ask her the weather, and she'll go, oh, by the way, would you like to buy this? And I'm like, wow, that has nothing to do with the weather, but okay for, you know, and I have to go, no, but I can see a kid going, yeah.
I got to imagine.
And then all of a sudden, there it is.
When it comes to food, maybe that's where they draw the line. Or like frozen food. I don't know. That could be like one of the things where like, look, you can't, we can't take this back.
Yeah. And that's, I mean, so it makes your life as a parent more difficult when you're policing your phones and your devices for your kids. That's for sure.
I mean, this person, our kid was learning how to read when we thought he was watching free movies on Comcast On Demand. Instead, he was buying movies.
Okay.
For $19.99 a piece.
Whoa.
He bought 25 of them in one day. Thankfully, Comcast refunded the money.
Oh, that's really cool.
I got to imagine that happens a lot with Comcast.
And they've got parental control, so that's really, a lot of companies, I guess, you know, they still are pretty cool if they give you the refund because they do set up stuff. But, you know, it's, you know, I mean, it's not an easy thing to set up. I mean, you got to go, I should say it just takes time to set these things up, all the parental control things. I'm so happy I don't have that in my life right now. Oh, Danny and Steve, I do not envy you.
Luckily,
having to do the parental control thing.
We haven't been burned yet, and she knows when to ask. Like, there's a lot of time. She plays this game called Roblox, which is huge on the devices, and she loves it. But she knows not to purchase anything without asking her mom or me before, which is lucky. But I still am waiting for like $100 charge one day.
Right, one of these days she's gonna be like, screw it. They're probably gonna say yes, and if they don't, who cares?
Or she's gonna play innocent and be like, I didn't mean to press
they'll
that
never
button.
Notice. Yes.
Right. We're on to you, kid.
Nice. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. We're asking the question, what was the most outrageous thing you did as a kid, or when did your kid do something completely ridiculous?
Hey, BJ, I've been listening for over 10 years now. I actually found your show when I was grounded and had to mow the lawn with these protective headphones that had a radio on them. The reason why I was grounded, because I bought every single porn channel that there was available on DirecTV. My dad found out about the charges. About $600. That's when he found out about it. Needless to say,
God. Oh wow!
I was grinding for quite a while.
Yeah.
And Dad never left his bedroom for a month. That's not true.
I mean, you know, you can understand as a parent. It's like, well, of course, my kid's going to be doing this, trying to find action, you know, in the porn world. But man, $600 is a lot of money.
Yes.
You got to ground the kid, you know, and then mom's involved and, you know, because the money's involved and you're like, oh, yeah, that's all. And look, but the good news is he found our show. See, you know, you find us in so many strange ways in life.
Right.
I don't think that's ever happened. No one has ever found us because they got grounded and then was forced to just listen to us on the radio because of their being grounded.
That's grounded? Cool. Listen to BJ and Migs.
Yeah. Not a bad idea.
That was part of the punishment. It's like, you know, like when they have like prisoners and you keep playing this crappy song over and over until they finally like fess up with the information.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So you don't want to screw up again or you're going to have to listen to that morning show again.
Need to interrogate people? BJ and Migs.
So basically, we're number one with people that have been grounded.
Yes.
Well, thank you for being there for 10 years. Good having you aboard, buddy.
Someone said my mom was having her boat painted, so I called and told them to paint it a different color.
Oh.
I wonder what color.
Whoa.
That's I can't imagine that was cheap.
No, and especially messing with mom. You just don't mess with mom on things like that. That's, I don't know, for some reason I would have no problem messing with my dad, but with my mom, it would be a lot worse, I think. I mean, I just feel like, you know, she just would have so many different ways to make my life miserable. Where my dad, you know, I pretty much knew what I was going to get into, and he was the same with his punishments. I don't think I would mess with my mom.
Yeah, when my mom was mad, then we knew we really messed up. Like,
yeah.
When dad was mad, it was like, oh, it's Thursday. You know, I mean, something's going to just piss him off.
Yeah.
And, you know, it wasn't like it would go on all night, but he would get mad over the dumbest little things. Whereas mom, when she actually, like, showed anger, both my brother and I would just stop in our tracks like, oh, we've done messed up. We're not, and this is not good. Because everything rolls off her back, and everything is a good time to her. So when she's, like, got, like, the stink eye going, we're like, ugh.
Yeah, that's how you find out your boundaries with that one parent that you know is pretty easy going, and then they get pissed.
Oh, yeah. Dude, as a baseball fan, I think you'll cringe at this one, BJ. Someone said, I signed my big brother's Nolan Ryan baseball that he personally got at a game.
Oh, you see? Oh, I would be so pissed.
My brother did that to me once, too. I had a baseball, and he thought it would be funny to sign the entire ball as well. And it was granted, at the time, I thought this guy was the biggest, best baseball player. Remember Howard Johnson from the New York
Howie
Mets?
Johnson, yeah. Hojo. Howard Johnson was, yeah, Hojo was the guy.
He had a couple good seasons.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't like an all, he's not a Hall of Famer, but I remember Hojo, yeah.
But he was like part of like the 80s, late 80s Mets, which was like a popular time for them.
He had a great name because of all the Howard Johnson's restaurants there used to be, yeah.
And I was like, I got Hojo's autograph, and it was so great. And then I remember I go do whatever, I come back, and now I've got like all these other names were on it. And it was like Felix the Cat and Fred Flintstone.
Oh, no!
And he would do it in different pen colors and crayons, and he thought it was the funniest thing. I was devastated.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it is kind of funny.
Yeah, up until my parents moved, that baseball was still in our house. I don't know if they threw it away or not, but I kept it because it was just so, it made me so mad. But then as I got older, I thought it was hilarious.
Well, and it's a nice keepsake about your brother. I mean, really, you both can get a good laugh at it. And in a way, it's like a family heirloom if you still have it.
Yeah, Babe Ruth's signature on it.
I would crazy. Pass that, Babe. The story behind that's fantastic.
Babe Ruth and Felix the Cat?
And Felix the Cat on the same
Felix,
baseball.
Amazing. Felix the Cat was amazing. A lot of people don't know about his great baseball career.
Well, I mean, those two usually don't sign on the same thing. They do not like each other. So.
Yeah,
so,
but this was that's why this is a very rare ball. Let's go to BJ. Hey, wait a second. I'm over here. Oh, it's another BJ in Everett. BJ, you are on the rock.
Morning, guys.
Morning, BJ. Welcome to the show.
First time caller.
Hey.
Oh, thanks for listening, buddy, for so long and finally making the call. What you got?
Yeah, so 3 years ago, my son, when I finally got him a cell phone, figured out how to make his own eBay account and bought $75 worth of Pokemon cards.
Wow.
With my credit card.
Oh, that is no joke either. The Pokemon is out of control now. So, I mean, those kids, I get it. I mean, I would have been that kind of kid myself for Pokemon if I was a 7-year-old when the Pokemon. That's nuts. How much did he spend?
$75.
$75. Oh, that little son of... and 7 years old. You just can't. You don't think a 7-year-old could do something like this.
No, I was impressed that he made his own eBay account. Granted, I had to delete it, but...
See, BJ, this is a beating, man. Now your life is complete. You know, you thought you just had to watch them from falling down the stairs and stuff like that and getting into the bleach. Now you got all this to worry about.
Yeah, I got to watch him on his Xbox games. He's outdoing me on Xbox.
Oh, yeah, dude, I know. I remember that day that happened to me when all of a sudden Joey D's... Oh, man, when Joey D's passed me on video games, it was a beating.
That's the day that the video games go back in the closet.
Yeah, dude, pretty much that was it. I quit. I mean, I love telling this story. There was a game where you basically, you know, you can play the game and you play it simultaneously. Rev, you'll remember the game. It's called StarCraft.
Mm-hmm.
And so Joey D's literally said, look, Dad, I'm going to go make breakfast while we started the game. He waited 20 minutes before he did anything on that game. He let me have a 20-minute head start, literally 20 minutes, and then he came back, sat at his keyboard, and destroyed me, even though I had a 20-minute head start.
Sounds about right.
And that's when I said, this is it. It's over for me. I can't play video games ever again. When did this happen? He got great, and
that's when
you
retired.
Never...
I love it.
Yeah, I totally retired. It's so true. We got a well-known musician who just wrote a song for a fan that he once blew off over 15 years ago. You're going to hear this at 7:47. On the Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Travis, if you're upside down in your mortgage, should you continue to make the payment?
Continuing to pay your mortgage or not is a complex decision because you're going to have to pay to live somewhere. You're going to have a housing payment. So continuing to make your house payment really depends on several factors. One is whether or not you have a second mortgage. The second one is how affordable your ongoing monthly mortgage payment is. Another issue is whether your mortgage is adjustable and you're facing an increase in your mortgage payments later on when interest rates go up. If you do have a second mortgage in this economy with the housing prices being down, oftentimes we can take off or strip off that second mortgage in a Chapter 13 case so that you'd only have the first mortgage to continue to pay.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.